Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor each week on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show. And today we're going to talk about affordable housing, improving our housing inventory and its affordability. Joining me is an incredible custom home builder, remodeler, and he also is his company's sustainability director. We welcome Doug Selby from Meadowlark Design and Build. He co-founded that company. Doug, you're working with this group called Equitable Ann Arbor, or EA2, and it's working with the City of Ann Arbor and other developers to find ways to improve housing. Can you illustrate for us, because we hear a lot about this, that people are, they can't afford to live in the city of Ann Arbor. They may work here, they may be a waitress or a hairdresser and have to live elsewhere. And so these are some of the issues I know that Ann Arbor City Council has been working on. Can you kind of paint a picture of what the problem is in our community?
Well, I think it's a problem that we're seeing, you know, actually around the country, really, especially in areas, college towns and larger cities and things like that, vibrant places. You know, part of it stems from the fact that, you know, property values just keep going up, and we've seen a lot of wage pressure. All of us have seen that lately, but even that isn't keeping pace with the rise in property values. So it's really hard for, you know, people who are starting their careers out, young people, to be able to afford to buy into these communities and to be able to be, you know, a part of that community. And it's also has the you know, the effect of pushing out minorities, communities of color, things like that, that you know, have an important place in our communities to keep a diverse community that has you know, an idea of what the diverse cross section of our country is, really. And so you know, there are other downstream environmental effects too. For instance, in Ann Arbor, the equivalent of a stadium full of people end up driving here every day to work, you know, so there's parking issues, there's traffic issues. You know, the closer we can get people to sort of where they work and live, the better off, you know, we are from all those perspectives too. So really it's a thorny problem. It's difficult to solve. But the worst thing you could do is just to throw up your hands and say, oh, what are you going to do? You know?
So Equitable Ann Arbor, tell me about this group, who is on it, and what is its mission?
Well, this group was kind of the brainchild of Peter Allen, a local developer in town, which is a pretty well-known person. And I was approached by a gentleman named John Mirsky. There are several of us on the board, and if I try to go through the names, I'm going to forget them all and get all tongue-tied. So, but there are about 9 or 10 of us on the board. And what we're trying to do is get a very a large cross section of people that are, you know, in the industry, outside of the industry, development industry, and also, you know, a good cross section of what the community might look like in Ann Arbor too. So that we can address issues that are go beyond just simply housing, but also equitability and making sure that or doing our best to make sure that that people who want to buy into Ann Arbor community have an opportunity to. It's more than just, you know, about affordable housing, really. It's about giving people the opportunity to be a part of our community in a very real sense, to share in the equity of what our community is.
I think about places like New York City. Not everyone can live in New York City. They may work there, but they may live in the suburbs in New Jersey, etc. Why is that any different than here? And if you know, and what's so wrong with people having to live in Ypsilanti, aside from what you just painted with the travel? I understand that, and the cars and the parking and all of that. I get that aspect. But beyond that, why is this something that needs to be worked on for Ann Arbor? And does that dilute other places like Ypsilanti or Milan, or, you know, places that normally would have these families living in their communities?
Well, I think that, you know, the answer is that, you know, yes, those communities should grow and thrive, and they will. You know, one big solution to all of this is transit that works. You know, I mean, if everybody has to drive their car to get anywhere, then it would make for, would Manhattan work if everybody had to bring their car in every day to go to work? I don't think so. And certainly there is nothing wrong with renting. We have a strong rental market in Ann Arbor. And, you know, if you're not planning on staying here for 10, 20 years, then why wouldn't you rent? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, or at least that should be an available option. As you know, though, I mean, even rent is skyrocketing in Ann Arbor.
It is.
Yeah. So that really it's a supply problem more than anything else. There's just not enough supply of housing. More supply makes it so that people have more places to rent. More supply also makes it so that there's more places for people to buy into. And so, that's, you know, really one of the big parts of equitability is people being able to take advantage of what our community has to offer in a very real sense to allow them to buy into the community. And mm-hmm. to feel that they're not precluded from that, because otherwise, you know, and I don't know if you've been to like communities in Southern California, you know, but, you know, I was recently in Santa Barbara and, you know, I mean, all of those kind of beach communities in California, you just can't even touch them unless right. you've got millions of dollars to work with. And while they are lovely communities, they are not in any sense of what you'd call diverse or you know, have a whole lot of variety and variability going on. And I think that's, you know, something of a loss in our community, which, you know, Ann Arbor prides itself on being, you know, a little bit eccentric, a little bit, you know, maybe, diverse and having a lot of you know, just sort of different things that you can do and different people that you'll run across and things like that. And
yeah.
And I think all of us feel like that's a benefit of our community, and that's something that makes us stronger.
We're talking with Doug Selby. He is with Metalark Design and Build. Doug, where does the problem lie then? Is this through policies of city administration, city hall, or does it have something to do with the commercial market and with builders and providers of these units? What is the stumbling block to getting more housing, more affordable housing in Ann Arbor?
Well, it's there's a lot. There's a lot there to unpack, right? First off is, you know, I mean, the cost of everything has gone up, you know, very quickly. And, you know, just in building anything in the last 2 years has gone up, you know, maybe about 30%, 25 to 30%. So that's a huge issue. Land is becoming more and more scarce, so that's a huge issue. The city council at this point and the seems to be pretty open to development, and they are fully aware of the problem we have with not enough housing units and things like that. So I think that there is a desire to address that from the city government method, but there are a lot of stumbling blocks to that, and sort of that, you know, a lot of the codes and the ordinances that we have were first made in the 50s and 60s and things like that. And the, you know, the ordinance book just gets thicker and thicker and thicker, right? And so, you know, they're kind of hamstrung by the fact that if you want to build by right, which means that, you know, you're going to follow the ordinances exactly and build what's allowed on that site, a lot of times it's not maybe the best thing for that site or the best that it could be. And if frequently it also makes it so that things cost more as a result. You can't get the density you want. You can't get the energy efficiency that you want. You can't do these things unless you pull it out of the normal processes, which for a lot of developers is something that they would have to invest, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to do for the maybe not that great of a chance of success at it. So, you know, sort of, I think that they're part of the answer lies in the city sort of looking at how they can make it a little bit more streamlined and easy for people to consider alternatives and to consider other ways of doing things. You know, and I think that that there's a lot of a benefit for the city to give people the opportunity to explore other options and allow them to explore those without having to go to the point of like completely engineering a project out before you even present it.
Yeah.
Because that costs so much, and it costs so much time and effort, and time is money in the development world for sure. And it represents a risk, right? So that's why people go by right many times when they're developing
to get it through quickly, because you're saying that you're going to adhere to everything that's already on the books, but that's not helping with the changes that are needed. So your group is bringing a lot of this information forward, I assume, to City Council, to the City Hall. And I guess things are changing. Let's talk about accessory dwelling units, known as granny flats. City Council has approved those?
Yeah, that you know, they've been allowed in Ann Arbor for, you know, in a limited fashion for, you know, pretty much as far as I can remember ever. But the ordinances around them were very, very strict, and they've loosened them up greatly because there's a lot of reasons to like them. You know, I mean, it allows people to who are, you know, buying a house, let's say, allows them to get some extra income. So maybe that somebody that is a waitress or, you know, a lab worker or something like that can afford to buy a house. Because it has the opportunity to have an ADU and they can earn some extra income from it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it helps somebody who is a little bit older stay in their house longer because they can also get a little bit of supplemental income. Or perhaps they build one and move out to that and they rent their house out, but they stay in the community that they were invested in, you know, that they've been in for a long time and they feel comfortable in.
Right.
It can often be a way for people to have a little rental space that might even be a little bit below market value or like cheaper than what you'd find in maybe like a high rise or something like that.
So,
in Ann Arbor.
So what, Doug, what was changed then to allow it to be more easily accessible to build an ADU than where they can be built, or what were some of the things that have been eased up on?
Yeah, that's a big part of it is so opening up the ordinance so that a lot more properties in Ann Arbor can have them. A lot, properties that are zoned R1, meaning that there can be one dwelling on them. Now many of them can have an ADU. So it's essentially making it so that there can be a separate dwelling on that R1 property, which there's a lot of in Ann Arbor.
There have been a lot of conversations around the council table about multiple family housing and increasing that in various neighborhoods. What would builders like yourself need in order for that to still be viable for you to do those kinds of things?
Well, I think that, again, the opportunity to say, for instance, I'm working on a multifamily right now, a property I've owned for about 22 years, and it needs to be rebuilt. It's not in great condition. And, you know, even when I bought it 22 years ago, I was like, someday this is going to need to have a major project done. It's on a tight lot that's, you know, near in Carytown anyway. And so, part of it is kind of going through this process is like what I went with a planned urban development or a PUD so that I could get it's a method to get outside of the normal sort of requirements, which would have required that I go after four or five different variances, all of which were really minor, but would have represented a stumbling block or something that would have made it not work. And instead, by going with a PUD, you know, it allows the city to look at a project holistically and say, what's best for this site? What would be, represent the best opportunity for each and every site? And I think that's one method that can be used and probably, in my opinion, isn't used enough.
Mm-hmm. Your group EA2 also focusing on some broader goals. You kind of alluded to some of these to create consensus for development, net zero energy or deep energy building. I know that's a passion of yours. A mixture of market rate and 60% to 120% AMI housing market rate helps pay for restaurant managers, nurses, lab researchers to afford housing and other kinds of issues. When do you see all of this coming to fruition? I mean, how close do you think Ann Arbor is towards some of these goals?
Well, I think it's an evolutionary process, right? So, that is one of the purposes of our group is to kind of smooth over some of the bumps in the road that would help people get to these kind of better projects. I think Ann Arbor wants to see a lot more energy efficiency in their building stock. I think they want to see more density in areas that are appropriate for it. And so part of our group is to say, okay, well, let's use the expertise that the people in the group have and our relationships with people around town to help these developers find they still have to make a profit at the end of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, help them find ways to get more density, to get more energy efficiency, to get to those things that the city really wants and we want as citizens and let's help smooth over those bumps in the road so that we can make better things happen.
Do you have anyone from the city actually on your group as well, or is this just your group creating some of these ideas or focusing on them to present to city administration and city council?
I think many of us in the group have worked on various councils within the city and things like that as citizens, not as as paid members of the city. I shouldn't speak for the whole group, but I would think that there may be some conflict of interest if there were actually city employees in the group. I'm not sure about that, but that's the last thing we'd want to do is put anybody in an awkward position.
Right.
We're there to be advocates and to like I said, to help better projects come about that are going to result in people in that really underserved market. You know, there are a lot of low income housing that's coming on the market in Ann Arbor over the next 5 years, let's say. But sort of the middle market, the missing middle, as they call it, those people that are in the 60 to 120% AMI, there's just not a lot available for them. And when I moved to Ann Arbor, that's what I was, you know. So, I was able to buy into the city that first home gave me a little bit of a foothold to be able to work within the city, you know, and to be a part of it. And, that's what we're looking to make sure that, you know, that people who are wanting to stay here long term still have that opportunity.
And since the days you did that, there are a lot more people in that category. The housing stock just isn't there for them right now.
Right, right. And, you know, and young people are having a hard time, you know, finding anything really. And you know, the competitiveness of the the home market in Ann Arbor now is, you know, like if you're not ready to come with cash and no contingencies right away and things like that, you might have a hard time.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your point, you're right. Ann Arbor City Hall needs to make it a little easier for these developers to be able to plan these kinds of things out and want to be players on this rather than being turned down, having to put their all into a project only to get turned down. So we'll see as this moves forward, Doug.
Yeah. I feel like the city has the same goals in mind, honestly. Just that big old ordinance book. You know, it would be great if you could throw it out and redo it and do it all again. But, you know, the amount of effort that every sentence in there was fought over, you know.
Well,
and so it just makes it difficult to say, okay, we're going to scrap that and redo the whole thing.
Times have changed.
Process.
Times have,
yes, they have
seriously changed. Very interesting. Thanks so much for sharing information about Equitable Ann Arbor, EA2, this group that Doug Selby is with, working with the city and developers to find ways to improve housing inventory and affordability in the city of Ann Arbor. On our Round the Home today with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, our thanks to Doug Selby, co-founder, sustainability director with Meadowlark Design and Build. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and you are listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.